Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Another great victory for Child Evangelism Fellowship, which has the Good News Clubs for children in K through 5 all across this country. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is a great victory, Holly. It's from Leavenworth, Washington, Washington State, in which Child Evangelism Fellowship, which has the after-school Good News Clubs, and it's also community-based as well.
Right.
They now are able to continue to distribute their promotional flyers to children from kindergarten through fifth grade at the Cascade School District. They were allowed previously to do so, but one parent complained that sending home the Good News Club flyers with the students was using the public school system to promote religion, even though the flyer has a disclaimer that says that this is a privately sponsored organization and it is not funded by the school district. And as a result of that one complaint, the school officials stopped the communication vehicle of Good News Clubs. And when you can't communicate that you even are there, you're not going to have young people, and the parents won't have the choice to send their sons or daughters to a Good News Club. So we've gotten involved, and the good news is that policy has now been reversed.
Right. They had this ridiculous school board policy saying that material or announcements promoting religion may not be distributed by non-students or on behalf of schools or individuals who are not students. But yet the contradictory thing was that they have other nonprofit organizations like the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the Campfire Girls, YMCA, whatnot, or have been allowed to distribute these flyers to these kids in this district. So that totally is unconstitutional.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to have these after-school opportunities, whether they meet on campus or whether it's an after-school opportunity, and you want to make this information known to your students, like the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, as you mentioned, Campfire Girls, YMCA, YWCA, and whatever else, maybe right. Soccer, maybe baseball. Well, what do? You got to be able to allow the students to be able to take the information back home to their parents. The parents then have
right.
a choice.
Because they always involve the parents in these Good News Clubs.
Yeah,
they always have to have permission.
You cannot attend a Good News
right.
Club. And this is Good News Clubs or Child Evangelism Fellowship's policy.
Right.
Not mandated by any school or government. It's their internal policy.
Right, nothing secretive about that.
You can't have your young child come to a Good News Club unless the parent consents. And for good reason. They don't want to, step in between the parent and the child. The parent has to make the decision to send the child. Just like if you're going to any other thing, if you're going to sign up for Little League, you know, your parents have to consent to that typically. So
right.
that's what happens. And if you have these opportunities, which all these schools do, you want to be able to allow them to have a variety right. of flyers, brochures, whatever, to take home to your mom and dad. This
right.
is something that is available.
So the good news for this Good News Club is that Liberty Counsel got involved, contacted the school superintendent and let's say educated them about this incorrect directive. And so as a result, they reversed the directive and canceled, eliminated, Zippo, no more unconstitutional policy.
Yeah, that policy was unconstitutional.
Right.
And it was just a lawsuit waiting to happen. So
exactly.
what we typically do is we give them an opportunity, fire the warning shot, so to speak, over the bow. And that's
right.
what we did. We got contacted by concerned people in the community. We represent Child Evangelism Fellowship all over the country. Sent information to the school superintendent, advised them about this policy being unconstitutional. The good news is that they responded
yes.
favorably.
They did the right thing.
They changed the policy. They repealed it. And they changed this unconstitutional restriction. So now the Good News Club can be treated just like anyone else. And the flyers can be sent to the children, and they take them to their parents, and then they can make a decision whether to send their son or daughter to the Good News Club.
You know, and it's such a privilege, Matt, that we've been able to represent Child Evangelism Fellowship. You know, they're in every state, as well as over 183 countries, and they're giving kids, you know, a Christian background, a moral education in these schools, in which the school officials come around and actually see the results of these kids participating in these clubs. They see the positive results in their behavior and their attitudes. So it's such a pleasure to be able to represent them and help them stay in these schools.
Yeah, and you know, Good Child Evangelism Fellowship, amazingly, there's about 207 countries around the world as Child Evangelism Fellowship counts them. They actually count more countries than the United Nations does, because, say, the United Nations will count China and Taiwan as one country.
Yeah.
CEF will count them as two countries and so forth. So there are about 207 nations around the world. Child Evangelism Fellowship is in 200 of them.
Mm.
200 of them.
That's awesome.
Four of those are tiny pinpricks on the globe. They are little islands that are nations, but they're islands. The hardest one for them to get into will be North Korea, and that'll have to be a supernatural thing. But Child Evangelism Fellowship will be the first Christian ministry to be in every nation in the world, reaching these young people for the good news of Jesus Christ. It is an amazing ministry. They not only have in America, of course, these after-school clubs called Good News Clubs, and I encourage you to get involved, to pray and to volunteer and to contact Liberty Council so we can put you in touch with a Good News Club, to get a Good News Club in every one of the public elementary schools.
You know, and studies have shown that most people that come to Christ, they do so as children.
Yeah, it's amazing. 85% of adults, if you survey them, will have said that they gave their life to Jesus Christ. They made that initial commitment before the conclusion of their 13th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
70% of those that have been called to full-time foreign missions have felt that call in their life before the conclusion of their 13th
birthday. It's critical they get this foundation as children.
Yeah, and you know, even in our Covenant Journey program that takes Christian college-age students to Israel for a life-changing experience, I read every single application as we go through the selection process. And there are exceptions, but that rule is pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
These young people also have done the same thing. They've given their lives to Jesus at that early age. Now they recommit. They, at some point in time, the faith of their family becomes their own, and it really becomes real to them. But that first decision, oftentimes, more often than not, comes during that time frame. So they have a great program. They also have a program called What Went Wrong, which enrolls children in Bible studies along with their incarcerated parents.
Wow.
So they are in simultaneous Bible studies where the young child, who may never see or for many years may not see mom or dad because they're incarcerated, now is able to simultaneously go with a Bible study along with their parents at the same time, connects them to them, and also gives them that spiritual training. They are in so many countries doing mm-hmm. so many amazing things. They have the summer program, the five-day program. They have the community-based programs. They have the prison ministry, and they have the after-school program. So Liberty Council is so pleased to be able to partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship and represent them.
Never lost a case.
Never lost a case.
That's exciting.
At the final appeal or the final resolution from the legal side of things, we have so far 100% track record.
That's awesome.
Most of these resolve like this, Holly, through a phone call or a letter.
Just educating them, you know.
And, you know, frankly, if this one hadn't resolved, we would have filed suit and we will win this kind of a case. So, if you know of these kinds of situations, it may not be Child Evangelism Fellowship. It may be other after-school programs. Could be Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Could be using the public school facility after school. Could be using the facility for a church service after school on the weekends. And you're getting pushback or discrimination or unequal treatment. Give Liberty Council a call, because we can oftentimes open up these doors through a letter, through a phone call, through negotiations, or ultimately through litigation.
Right. And you know, Good News Club, they did a survey a couple of years ago and found that 87% of principals responded that these Good News Clubs are a positive experience for their school. So it's a win-win for the administrator and the kids.
Yeah, 52% reported improved behavior from the students. They could actually see it.
Right. It's a win-win for both, you know?
Yeah, and why would it not be? I mean, you're bringing them to a Christian-based mm-hmm. after-school program where they're learning about character and moral development from a Christian perspective. So they're learning about forgiveness. They're learning about not taking revenge. They're learning about respect of other people and certainly respect of your authorities. And moreover, they're not just learning about it, but when their lives are changed,
mm-hmm.
it's a natural outgrowth of their relationship with Jesus Christ. And it's amazing that these principals literally see it.
Right.
You know, why a school would want to restrict them is beyond me. Either complete ignorance or spiritual opposition to it, but we are pleased to represent them. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Stand with us as we stand with the children all over this country. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. For more information, you can contribute online and learn more about Liberty Counsel at that website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.